May the Fourth be with you, and also with you. This is the Perfect Pour.
I'm Mikey.
Hello, I'm the Nick.
Don't you mean Revenge of the Fifth? Because today's
Friday. Happy Revenge of the Fifth.
Gotcha.
Hope you had a good...
I did not know that was a thing.
May the Fourth.
I just know...
Of course you did.
All the Catholics must say.
Big Star Wars
and also with
nerd.
You.
Yep.
Oh, I'm Matt.
Bearded Brewer's back! Hey. The return of the Bearded Brewer.
Even if I'm not here, I leave a message.
Yep.
It's up to you guys to play it.
We did. We played it. It sounded great.
Oh, that was me recording off of my iPhone. I literally just voice memo and sends
it off.
It's
fine. It works fine.
Cool.
We're going to chill out here, talk about craft beer. We're going to drink it, too. We're going to drink plenty of beer.
This is cool.
We've already been drinking beer.
This cold water tastes so good.
We're going to drink some cold water.
Cold transfer.
To talk about some culture. We're going to give you some beers you should look out for, some new release stuff that we think looks cool. Our listeners are going to call us and tell us about beer stuff.
Yep.
We're going to reveal what we were caught drinking. And
or are we?
Stay tuned as we reveal what we've been caught drinking.
Yeah. Oh, man. We were caught. All right. I don't know. But stay tuned. So it's going to be fun. It's all fun. We love having fun because beer is fun.
And it's podcast 199.
199, bro. Woo! Almost 200. This is the episode that will be completely forgotten because of 200. So we can do whatever we want.
Are you predicting another shit fest?
Oh, God. I don't know what's going to happen. We forgot to talk about that. We're supposed to talk about that in the tailgate, but
great.
We didn't. So
way to go.
Now we don't really have an announcement about the episode 200. Maybe
watch
we'll talk about
social
that later.
Media.
Watch social media for episode 200.
We could announce something.
Yeah, we might.
There
was rumors about the Spokeasy on Wednesday night around 9, but those may be just rumors. So you may have to follow Perfect Pour Pod on any social media and to find out. Or there could be a get it for the episode 200. So what we were drinking before we started the show, we were doing some tailgating. We had some tailgate beers, one of them from Tioga Sequoia Brewing, a holdover. Bearded Brewer stashing one away, the Valley Haze, the Danky Juicy IPA. It was from their Art Hop series, and there's not much of these left around anymore, but we got some.
Yeah.
So like the Oxford comma, we have the Scotty B hyphen juicy.
Juicy. So that was juicy. And we also had a Founders All Day IPA. Classic, classic. Now we're just totally used to it since we're a Founders town.
It's everywhere.
Is Founders one of the ones that have like investors or something? I don't know. They're not like
it's either Founders or Cigar City. One of those.
Well, Cigar City for sure, but I don't know. They may not be Indy. I'm not sure. We're just gonna ignore that one. That one we'll just ignore. And then we also had a new one from Mother Earth Brewing Company, Power of Love IPA. Bam, 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 bam. That's a power of love. No word on if the news or Huey was involved in making this beer.
That beer makes me wish
harmed.
I could go back in time.
Nice.
Too soon?
It's a purple can. It's a pretty purple can. It's got melon and Georgia peach notes. Super clean. What did you guys think of that Power of Love?
Thumbs up.
Gonna have it again.
It's no Buku, but it was good.
No, it's got, there's that, I guess it's that, it's the melon in there that's throwing me.
You don't like nice melons?
Well, yeah, but that kind of melon.
Mm.
The good melons. I like the good melons. The fresh ones. We all
like the good melons.
So there we're all cut up. All we've been drinking beforehand. Now is the time when we either open up a new bottle of something or can, or and then we talk about culture. Nick, do you have some culture?
Oh, me? Oh, my.
Did somebody? Are we back to buy a beer?
Oh, we're going to go right into that.
Should we wait?
How long did we go?
Keep it happy.
How long did we go this year before a buyout?
Yeah, that was a while, huh?
Yeah.
For like one that was at least interesting to us, wasn't there like one some little thing happened earlier this year, right? It wasn't like a big one.
Yeah.
Feels like
we just don't care
anymore. Yeah, but this is a big one to people out there in the Carolinas.
Well, it almost felt like it almost felt like no big deal. Until all the blogs caught onto it, and then what was it? Jester King released a statement, and it's like, oh nope, it's still a thing. Not being bought out is still a thing.
Yes,
I love gold.
So, Wicked Wee Brewing in the Carolinas there is now an AB InBev product, and it's just like it's sort of like this is here's the. Modus operandi, there's the what happens. Us beer geeks that care about these things, like, no! And then there's the people that are like, big deal, beer is beer. And then there's the people like, well, they should be allowed to sell, but it's a business. And it's just that the cycle of cycleness has happened already of all this. And it doesn't seem like the indie beer side gets any bigger, but thankfully when somebody like Modern Times put out a good statement to along with the one you mentioned before, the awesome brewer
that Jester King
put out said it very well because Jester King collabs with Wicked Weed and they're friends with Wicked Weed, but they are also very opposed to being buyout beer. And
so business wise, no more.
Yeah. So business wise, they're like, nope, we can't hang with you anymore. We'll drink beer with you still, but we can't hang with you anymore.
Just not your beer at our place.
Yeah. And said it very well, eloquently and stuff. So
not hostility.
Another one bites the dust. No, but it doesn't affect us directly because I don't think we've ever had Wicked Weed on a show.
Yeah, I don't know much about them.
I mean, I know I always hear about them as being a big beer geek, very popular brewery back there, but it was one of those ones that we never really got to try, as far as I can recall anyway, unless somebody sent one and we forget. But
how could that happen?
So, there. I know some people are like, well, cool, maybe we'll get some Wicked Weed back here. And other people are like, fuck that. So
never had it, never will.
Never had it, never will. I'll be on that camp, but we'll see if it ever makes it out to the West Coast because of this. So indie beer, hashtag indie beer, made a little comeback.
Yeah. Going strong.
It's a nice little beer we just opened.
We got it. Yeah, the new beer going around the table here.
Coconut Schwarz or a coconut black lager, which you could fool me. It doesn't
donated
taste like a
by Tony Bags. Either Tyler or Tony Bags. I think it's Tony Bags, though. Cedar Coast Brewing's Coconut Schwarz black label or black lager. Sorry,
Central
Coast. Did you get that, Nick?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Rather light.
Ooh, that is roasty black.
I'm okay with this beer. I would drink it while at the coast.
This label makes me think of something that would come in a world beer pack. Like, I would not label buy this beer. I would not even imagine this coming from Central Coast.
Label's kind of, generic-y, not generic, but like you said, it would be like, it's from some brewery that you'd never heard of and you suspect is fake or something. But it's Central Coast, man. Nothing doesn't get much better than Central Coast. This is good.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good beer. Thanks, Tony Bags. So what else is going on out there, Nick? Unless you want to make some more wicked weed statements.
No, sir. I don't like it.
No, sir. I don't like it.
I'm going to drink beer in a library.
You are?
I am.
Oh, that's that the thing.
Brews and Vines on May 11th at the Woodward Park Library.
Yeah, I should go. Woodward Park has a producer library? Becky did go with that. Yeah, that's over there, like on Champlain and...
Oh, yeah, in the fancy part of town.
Yeah, up there in the northeast.
Where you could get away with things like drinking in the library. I don't know. Sounds like a cool event. Like, when else are you going to ever drink beer in a library unless you sneak it in?
Yeah, it looks like a little...
Hide in the section
nobody little mini beer fest inside a library.
I think it's a fundraiser of some sort.
But. I think I saw Tioga's pouring there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say circle. I want to say Fortiter.
And your favorite Three Monkeys is going to be there.
Three Monkeys.
Yeah. Don't forget about them.
Madeira's Three Monkeys. And what was Zach's going to be there?
No, I have not. He's not on the list, and he hasn't said anything about it.
You on the list?
You on the list, bro?
He's going to be in Exeter this weekend, right?
Oh, okay. Check out Zach's Brewing in Exeter. They made the papers now. Now it's official.
Yeah.
Zach's Brewing, there's even a picture of where he's going to be at.
He spilt the beans.
It's super close to Tioga, man. It's almost on Tioga property.
Brewbakers is going to be there. Pine and Palm is going to be there.
Brewbakers from Visalia. Pine and Palm from Northwest Fresno.
And the other ones we said, Full Circle, Tioga, and Three Monkeys.
That's a pretty good lineup.
I won't be satisfied, because with Zach's being across the street, I won't be satisfied till I walk out the back door, and I'm just looking across the street, and we're both looking at each other with cups of coffees in our hands, and we could just raise them and take a sip and go about our day. That's how you doing? That's, you know, that's how I want all of my beer neighbors to be. Yeah, howdy, neighbor.
Howdy.
Take a sip of my coffee, and... Then we get back to what we're doing.
A nice beer block.
The beer block.
Beer block. Fresno, hashtag beer block.
All I'm going to say is you better have bike parking. I don't want people coming to my place, parking their bikes, and taking off.
Yeah. Unless they're going to, you know, buy something.
Actually, I don't care. We'll share space. It's cool.
Nah, he's going to get a bike rack.
Well, hell yeah. I'm going to make him
Nick's
get a bike
gonna,
rack.
Yeah,
I'm
Nick's probably going to design him. It. Yeah. Nick's going to make one.
We're going to make it out of... Old, what's old? Old.
Make it out of our old fridge here.
Yes. We're going to recycle your fridge
into a bike rack. This was a perfect pour fridge. Now it's a bike rack.
I like it.
I'm looking forward to that.
Repurposed bike
rack. It's still coming, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we just take the doors off and just run the refrigerator over here and cool it down a little bit? It
feels like that's what we should do.
Kick that freezer open.
It's a little warm in the studio this week. What else is going on out there?
Can I go?
Yeah, sure.
I noticed last time I was at Sprouts, they're trying to do a thing.
Little chain, small chain grocery store chain that's like Trader Joe's-esque. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I just noticed it or they just started it, but there was a small singles section.
Oh.
And, their picks were Firestone DBA for $1.69, Henry's, hard soda. It just says the plain. It doesn't have any. Fancy flavors, $1.69. Red Trolley Ale for $1.99 from Carl Strauss.
Oh, classic.
And
only good in Disney California Adventure.
Okay. And
that's the only
Oktoberfest from Carl Strauss. So it was a very, very small starter shelf. But I was like, I'm okay with this. Maybe they'll break down some more stuff and give it a few more, you know.
Like it.
I wouldn't mind just picking up some fettuccine Alfredo and one of those, you know, a little IPA action if they get something.
Hey, they got an olive bar. They got an olive bar too, man. Don't sleep on the olive bar.
Damn. Olive connoisseur.
Yeah. You're a sucker for a good olive bar.
Oh, yeah, man.
So I noticed that.
Where's my olive juice IPA? Who's going to make that?
Ooh. It's got to be. Just starting to write down notes right now. I'll make it, Chief.
Let me get my pen out, Chief.
4 hours ago, there was a brewery that made an announcement.
4 hours ago?
Four hours.
A local brewery or a national brewery?
2 hours away from us.
All right.
They're in Monterey.
Oh.
A little place called Alvarado Street.
Oh.
They announced that they have a canning line. Wow.
I was hoping he said location.
Yeah. Tap room, remote tap room in Fresno. Shit.
I'm just happy that they'll have cans all the time.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we'll get some distribution over here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I saw that somebody was, I think I had this in my looking out for, but it's appropriate now, so I'm going to go with it. Jeff Scott, J. Scott 559, he purchased a can of Alvarado Street in Sacramento in a bottle shop called Best Part of, or no, that's the beer he got was Best Part of Waking Up at Final Gravity Tap Room and Bottle Shop in Roseville.
Yeah, Final Gravity, they care about shit. They make things happen.
They have cans of Alvarado Street, and
damn,
we don't have that, and we're closer. I don't like that. It's bullshit. Just saying, Alvarado Street.
All right. Well, now that you have an extra fridge,
I don't. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Well, okay.
It's still in the planning stages.
Well, when you get your extra fridge, we'll load the existing one in your truck.
Yeah.
And we'll have cold transfer capabilities.
We're a refrigerated distributor.
Yeah.
We're like, how's it going? We distribute beer. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Fresno. Oh, yeah. See, the thing is, we have to have all, they have to all have a cold boxes, cold trucks. Oh, yeah. We got one.
We got that.
We got that. Check it out.
You see this?
Fridge in my back. It's got bungee cords. It's fine. Zip down.
It's legal.
Legal.
And you see that top compartment? Frozen tots.
Frozen, yeah.
So full of frozen tots.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. So load us up.
This is good, right? This is good?
This is good, no? Yeah?
You know, I just thought if you keep that old fridge, we could, about $100, convert it into a little tap fridge. Put some taps on the door. Put a couple of kegs in there.
Now, well, beer then tap. I'll have to quit my job and just stay here.
Testing till you get the settings all right.
Boss, I can't come in today. Testing today.
But see, that's the thing. You get 40 pints out of a 5 gallon keg. Mm-hmm. It's probably about $60 to $80 for a keg. So it's about $1 a pint.
Mm-hmm.
Your beer expenditure would go down because you would have a go-to beer. Sure. Yeah.
Save money. So this is
but you'd get to try less.
This is what I can tell producer Becky. This is how I'll sell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could put a brown on draft.
Yep. Oh, that might work actually. Now we're talking. Get me a keg of 805 from Total Wine.
Yep.
Be all set.
I'm never coming back here.
805 on tap all the time.
All the time.
Never off. Always have 805 on.
Always,
bro.
Turn on the light bar so you can see that when you're pouring.
Hey, man. Open up the garage door. Turn on your light bars.
Let's pour some 805. I got so much 805, I can just leave the tap open. It's like a fountain. You just dip your cup under there. 805
fountain that's just going constantly.
Ooh, yeah.
You just put your beer in it, your glass under there.
All right, I tried. But you didn't fall for it.
What else is happening? Beer. What's going on, beer?
Beer. Hello, beer.
Is that all your things?
That's all the things I have.
That's all your things, Nick?
It's bike month.
Oh, bike month. Good. Biking and beer go together.
So somebody organize a bike beer run, a bike to the brewery tour. That'd be cool. I don't want to do it. I'll do it if somebody else organizes.
You sound like me. I was like, yeah, somebody. That's a cool idea to do. I'm not doing it.
Somebody take care of that.
Somebody do it.
Yeah. So the goal for me is to ride your bike as much as possible. And so I think I'm going to try and ride to at least two breweries, if not three.
Yes. When Zax is there next to Tioga.
Like, this counts, right?
I rode the two breweries today. Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. They're across the street.
And I rode back to Tioga.
Rode back. Wow. That's pretty good.
Counts. It's three different breweries.
Yeah. Three different rides.
Yeah. Right now we only have six breweries. And two are far away from each other.
Far away.
So, six?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Matt's doing math. Watch out.
Oh, sorry. One's in Clovis.
We have zone
two nine. Two are in Clovis.
We have zone nine. We have TAC Ops.
Zone nine? Oh, that's the old two dudes.
Two dudes.
And then two dudes, isn't that? Zone nine. Brewing in Clovis, California.
Where is zone nine?
Mad Duck. It's the same thing like Shields and Clovis Avenue in that district. In that industrial area, there's Mad Duck.
No,
there's
I forgot Tioga. About Mad Duck. We'll skip Mad Duck.
There's
Oh, we're including brew pubs in this list now. Yep. Oh man,
there's Riley's. There is Full Circle.
That opens up a whole door.
There's 411. There's Hop PK. Nah,
411's not open yet. They don't count.
No, but don't count. Never know what could happen.
Maybe by the time you get to this ride, they could be.
Nah, he said October. I'm not. May is bike month, not May to October. Mm-hmm.
Well, for you, it's still bike month, May to October.
Yeah, it's 1 month.
Well, there's still seven places that you could ride to.
Mike, map it out.
Mike, I see your helmet and bike pump are
ready to rock. I rode this week.
Yeah? Where'd we go?
Just over to school with my daughter. we rode around all the halls at our school.
Ooh, nice.
Rebels.
Man. That Rebels has room. To be the coolest thing when you're a kid to ride your bike through the school.
Yep. She's like, Daddy, I don't think we're supposed to do this. It's okay. You're with me.
We're getting tattoos after this.
Yeah.
Toughen up, kid.
Don't worry. I'm going to stash some beers here.
And get you some juice boxes.
Yeah. So next time I drop you off at school, I'll have something to grab.
Ooh. Loop-ulating brewing.
I love gold! Oh,
I know a little bit of news. I found out I got a new deodorant.
That's just in. Man gets deodorant.
And it's the Tom's brand. Which I use Tom's toothpaste because I don't like fluoride.
Very environmental.
But I picked up some of their deodorant because it was like a 3-pack for $11. And I was like, oh, that's a good price. And I was looking, I was like, oh, it's probably, let's see what it's full in. It's all blah, 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 blah. And it's all humulus lupulus. There's hops in my deodorant.
Oh, yes.
So I was like, this is cool.
Which one is this one from Tom's? Which one is it called?
I'll have to pull up the name. Yeah, it just did straight up. I was like, oh, fucking A. I like deodorant. You know, makes you smell not bad. And if it can...
It's useful.
Yeah.
This one was donated to the show we're having right now by Single Cam Slam. This one was the one he was telling us about last week. We're like, huh? Blissful Ignorance Double IPA from Lupulin Brewing. Lupulin Brewing is... It's in Minnesota. It's recommending you have a tulip glass for this, but
yeah.
Oops. Oh, I'm kind of on point.
I do.
I'm not. I'm going out of a mason jar.
It's just style, their mountain
but
spring.
It's like a cool mason jar.
It's just style. The mountain spring scent.
Tons of mountain spring scent. If you want more hops on your body,
humulus lupulus. In quotations, hops.
More hops on your body.
Cone extract. More hops.
How are them hops
hop
doing?
Cone extracts. So
this is good beer. This is a good double.
I was almost worried that we sat on this too long, and yeah, it still tastes pretty damn good.
I'm interested. We should have hit this right when we got it, because this is really good right now, and it probably would have been excellent. But, oh, man.
Not too boozy.
Good choice, single cam. It's
almost floral, a little bit citrus. To the right, there's a little balance right in between. Doesn't feel like I'm drinking Sierra Nevada. Damn, this is a good beer. Mm.
Good beer. It's winning the day so far.
All right, so if we're over there, we do have this to count on. As far as a drinkable beer.
Yes. Gosh. I wanted to do the frequently asked beer questions that Tasting Niche has been putting out there, but I don't have them this week, so...
Was it in a video?
Yeah, it's in her video. She started a whole big trend on the YouTubes where, yeah, it's frequently asked the beer questions, and then like she challenged other beer tubers to do it.
Oh yeah.
And then she challenged us to do it in the podcast. But
what are we supposed to do?
She has a list of questions that you kind of tell about yourself.
I got them.
Oh, you have it in written form?
Yes.
All right. Good job, Bearded Bear. Tasting_niche on all your social medias and YouTube especially.
Ready for the... Should I just read them off?
All right. Go for it.
Question number one. How did you get into beer geeking? Why beer? So...
Why beer?
How did you get into geeking and why beer?
I prefer W beer.
And... number two is what's
your... Well, we got to answer this first one.
You want to answer them too? Okay.
Yeah.
What was the question?
How did you get into beer geeking, and why did you choose beer?
I geeked about everything. And then, so like...
I needed something to
geek about. So once I became of age to get into craft beer, of course I'm going to geek about that. Mm-hmm. When I get into things, then I geek about them. I don't just like pass and like go, eh.
Mm-hmm. So not that the wall of stuff behind you has anything to say that you're not a geek, but.
No, there's only hundreds of bottles.
All I can say is I'm the younger sibling, so it was natural that somebody was like, here, try this. So that's my.
You're blaming your older brother. Yep. Here, drink beer. But I'm 12. Drink it.
He's like, you will listen to these grunge bands and you will drink these beers.
You'll listen to Alice in Chains now.
That is your life. So. Mm-hmm. And beer's easier to drink in quantities.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's a nerdy thing to get into that looks less nerdy because it's beer, so it's cooler, you know? And then
he's saying, because hot chicks like beer too.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Man. I did it for the chicks.
I just remember going into Save Mart, and you know, you start the first doors you come to are, of course, the big suitcases of big beer. And then, but if you keep going down, the beers got smaller and the labels got more colorful, and it just became more exciting the more you looked at them. So you wanted to. I wanted to try more beers and different beers. And then you started finding all the different flavors, like Sierra Nevada versus Guinness, and then into Newcastle, and then into, oh, what's this, you know? Red Tail Ale.
Keystone Light.
No, not that far. Go back. Oh, okay. Go the other way.
My beer cans only need red, white, and blue on there.
And then you figure out, hey, I could drink less beer and feel better when you get the better stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Less hangovery.
That's the number one thing I hear is like, man, I usually drink 12 Bud Lights and I have 2 Shermans and I'm feeling it. And I'm like, yep.
Yeah. Welcome to your new world.
Yep.
This is what happens when you go. It's when you go craft or, you know, just good beer, you don't go back.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get into drinking, you know, an IPA all the time. I'm like, oh, now I really dig IPAs, and then start, then go back to Budweiser or something. Yeah. Like, no, it's just not something that happens really. It's like once you're in, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ex-girlfriend you don't go back to.
It is.
She keeps bugging you on Facebook every once in a while. And you're like, no, pretend you didn't see it.
Nope,
not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
All right, so question number two. What's your favorite beer? What is your favorite beer?
Gosh. Not style, huh? Beer, like...
The actual beer.
Like an actual beer.
There's no questions in here relating to styles. So I guess it could go either way.
Blanket.
Could take it.
Blanket favorite.
Yeah. Obviously, an IPA for me. But it might even be pale, though. I don't know. I'm always drinking IPAs, though. But there's not enough pales out there. I've complained about this before. There's,
right.
It's like, there's too many IPA choices and not enough pale choices. But
what about Monterey Street Pale? That's a good example of a pale and a good beer.
Uh-huh. If I could get that regularly, I might see that beer. But I'm thinking about something I can get.
Alesmith X.
Access to.
Probably the most regular available.
Oh.
Good pale ale.
Pale 394.
But I don't even see that.
Pale 394?
I like that beer, but it's not anywhere near.
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah, that was offensive. Don't do that. Don't mention that beer again.
How about the who do?
I almost forgot about that beer.
I just saw it on the shelf.
The XBA is a go-to from Tioga Square, Mount Wade, the XBA.
What about fresh, just outstanding?
If I'm gonna, yeah, that's great too. But if I'm gonna just say of all time, I know it's blasé, but Pliny the Elder.
You're still on that old thing.
Yeah, huh? I wouldn't give up on that Pliny, would you? But there's a new. Again, I'm stepping on my looking out for it. There's a new Russian River IPA, and it's a sesh, or no, it's just a session ale. Yeah. I don't know that it's an IPA, and it's in bottles.
Whoa.
It's a new bottle. Like, have you seen a new bottle from Russian River?
No.
From forever? This is a new Russian River beer in bottles, session ale. Holy shit.
Hmm.
So next time, Bell's, your Pliny Mule.
Bell's.
Better get some of this new stuff.
Stop making watches and go get beer.
I mean, here's an opening for Vinny to his take on what the newness of right now, you know, cause it's Russian River just been, they've been doing their thing for many years cause they haven't had the capacity to change it. And now they have that brewery that's going to open up. A little south of them, Windsor or wherever it is. And, now you're going to see more Russian River.
More. Got to take your cold transfer fridge up there and go get some.
I'm officially stating Pliny the Elder.
Yeah.
It's my official statement.
I'm just going to say Mosaic Lager. I don't care who makes it.
Lager, huh? Who's making a Mosaic Lager?
Alvarado did, Tioga did, and Tioga. Anybody else can.
Anybody else can if they really want it. They believe in themselves.
Just Mosaic the hell out of a lager, and I'm happy.
All right.
IPL.
I'd like to have that.
I'm sticking with Old Rasputin.
Old Rasputin.
Mm-hmm. I have still not found a better stout.
That's an excellent shower beer, so I can agree.
Shower
beer. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Put you to sleep.
Stout. Yeah.
Get a little steam going. Yeah. So 9%.
Well, maybe he's got a nice seat in a shower that he can sleep.
Yeah, you need a
old Rasputin in your Yeti.
Grab bar.
It'll stay cold the whole shower.
Oh, yeah. Yeti. Good idea.
Stouts have kind of fallen the wayside of pale ale. It's hard to find a good straight ahead stout. You know, they're always coffee or barrel aged. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. But yeah, you can't just have a stout.
But straight, you know, you pretty much have Deschutes and
Deschutes.
Old Rasputin. That's all I could think of that's around all the time. That is just a stout, but not a weak, you know, not a 90-pound weakling stout, like a serious.
Yeah.
Like a real. Kick you in the pants.
Real stout.
All right.
Real
question stout. Number three.
Oh, we're we better speed this up.
Ask beer questions from Tasting Niche.
If you have one beer forever, what would it be? I already answered this.
No. Not that question. What album could you listen to forever?
Question.
Mosaic Lager. That's my answer.
Yeah, it's the same. Pliny.
Yeah?
Old Rasputin, drink it forever?
No, forever I would switch back to Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Wow, all right.
Okay.
Nice. Good call. Can't argue.
Question number four. How can you drink so much, How do you stay healthy,
Mike.
How do you drink so much?
You know, you're a beer geek. You're probably drinking a lot. And people, you know, you get that question, like, from people aren't into beer. Like, God, you drink so much. Drink so much beer.
Yeah.
I don't drink that much. I just drink wine.
How do I drink so much? Practice. What was the second part of that?
You
did
get professional at your drinking.
How do you stay healthy?
Oh, that's where the bike riding comes in.
That's why bike riding is so synonymous with craft beer.
Yeah, I would rather ride a bike than sit in a gym. I'd rather ride a bike for 2 hours than sit in a gym for a half hour. So that's my balance to life.
Gymming and stuff.
I have a job that requires me to walk behind, across 30,000 square feet of property, which can add up into miles. And outside of work, I like to walk to places. I have been walking around the neighborhood, and the other day I walked to lunch, and it's not bad.
It's not bad. Hey, just
I have legs.
Hey, just walking. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't do a whole lot. I do physical. There's physical labor involved in my work. I do a lot of, I'm basically my 8-year-old's daughter. We only have one kid, so I'm her older brother / dad. So there's a lot of playing there. So I get that as well. Lots the summer. I did my first swim today.
Oh, nice.
Swimming season is now official.
You're a pool family.
So lots of pooling in the summer, but winter there's not much going on body wise. But yeah, I gotta get in pool shape, man.
Pool shape.
Gotta get a summer body. Yeah,
I gotta get my my Snapchat body going on here. Oh wait, did I say that out loud? Oh.
What he really means?
You guys have a filter for this?
Yeah, hey, filter this.
What he really means is you gotta blow up the floaties that hold your beer.
Yep. That pink flamingo floaty is gonna get lots of play this year. I'm thinking of getting some more. So
they
had
a giant size one at a Grizzly Fest, like human size. You put yourself in.
You
there.
Put a human in it.
Yeah,
and that means you got to hold your own beer.
Yeah,
I'm out.
We have a big unicorn one that's it's just a raft, like a raft. Yeah,
just because unicorns. All right. So next question. Question number five. Are you an alcoholic?
Probably.
A certain level of one, for sure. Somebody in AA would certainly consider.
From somebody's perspective, we would agree.
Right. From somebody's perspective, we are. From ours, we aren't. My take on an alcoholic would be is if your drinking is affecting your work and family life. Like, if you're adversely affecting your work and family life. If it's coming to that point, then okay. Then you're an alcoholic or you have an issue or something's going on. But if you're holding it within safe levels of not upsetting your family or work and other people's lives by, then you're, I think it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's been proven through science that, a couple beers, couple drinks a night is healthy. Mm-hmm. So
Moderation.
Moderation is all good. You're all good.
All right. Question number 6. What's your favorite ingredient? I'm assuming they're talking about the brewing process. Mm-hmm.
Water. Hops. Water. Water is pretty key.
You know, if you got good water.
You need it. Kind of need it.
Try and make beer without it. I dare you.
I think somebody did. I think somebody made it sewage water, which is technically not water.
Wow, that doesn't count.
Well, purified sewage water. But, all right.
Not water. I'd like the not water IPA, please.
Yep.
Scotty B's working on it.
Question number 7. Do you brew? I have, do not currently.
I'm looking to get back into my Mr. Beer kit. I'm going to start
bust
off there.
Bust it out, bro.
Bust it out.
What about you, Mikey? You have a relative that brews. Have you ever helped in, thrown some stuff in and called yourself a brewer?
Really? Oh. I did.
I'm an excellent hop addition guy.
I want to say I helped him one day, but not really. No. I've never really brewed.
Okay.
That's one of my regrets. Here's what I hear is, oh, it's about a 5-hour thing. I was like, I'm out. I don't have 5 hours.
You could watch opening day baseball.
Nope.
But you can't.
Nope. Don't have time for that. Don't have time for a brew day.
Much better at drinking it.
One day, though. One day.
Question number 8. What was your first beer?
Beer? Or craft beer?
Just says, what was your first beer? It's probably either Newcastle or Sierra Nevada. It's been too far at this point to guess.
I'm pretty sure I tried to sip one of my dad's Budweiser's at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he always had a 6-pack of Budweiser in the fridge that would last like 2 months. Once in a while, he'd mow the lawn and have a Budweiser after, can of Budweiser after. That was pretty much his beer and drinking. Damn.
Can you imagine?
I was growing up.
Our dad did the same thing, but for some reason he mowed the lawn every day.
lawn. Oh, looks like I got to mow the lawn, honey.
There's a 1/4-inch variation in his lawn. Right,
yeah. Hey, it grew that day.
It grew.
Not lying.
Gotta go sharpen that blade.
Yeah.
Yep. Stealing
keep yourself
a sip.
Busy.
I'm digging this house.
You probably work off the same amount of calories mowing the lawn as the beer. So
there you go.
It's like there's
your balance of
there's no negative
out.
Thing.
Healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm. I did probably burn off one beer by riding around over to the school and back. So.
There you go.
I use that app that says I burned off like 120 calories.
That's a little bit less than a beer.
Yeah. Well, it's close enough. I just drink Michelob Ultras, bro.
There you go. 90 calories.
Did we talk about this house beer? I don't think we did.
No. Oh, yeah. What's happening? We got a new beer.
It's pretty good.
I don't think I've had it. Do I have
brewed it? Brewed and bottled by House Brewing Company in Denver, Colorado.
Tastes like a Pilsner.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm having the Pilsner
here. It's just a straight up hops and crystal malts.
Yep. This beer
is a premium lager.
Yep. Day drinker.
Quality you can taste. Finest ingredients.
Dude, I'm tasting this quality.
I'm tasting that quality.
Crafted to simply be the perfect beer and nothing else. And they say that House Beer Company donates 1% of sales each year to underfunded nonprofits dedicated to the pursuit of preserving and restoring our natural environment. Beer may not grow on trees, but without trees, there'd probably be no beer.
Probably. Hemp is the answer. We need to start growing hemp.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Sure.
It's double quality hop.
Did somebody give you hemp hearts at Whole Foods or what? You know, hemp. About hemp?
Sure. What are hemp hearts?
They are an all-natural substance that you ingest that does all sorts of body positive things.
Oh, no. I watched the silly Facebook video about how hemp grows in 30 days and trees grow in 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they produce more pulp than what we use toilet paper or binder paper for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rope, clothes.
Mm-hmm.
All the good things.
Yeah, all the pulp.
Is that all the beer questions?
And let's see. Last question, number 9. Who in beer world do you look up to? Who in the beer world do you look up to?
Well, Vinny, I know I'm on the Russian River tangent here, but you started all
this
man.
Guy again.
Where would we be without West Coast IPA Vinny? I guess Sierra. But Sierra, I wonder what would happen without Vinny, without Russian River? Where would we be at in beer? Would it be different?
Nah, just taking longer to get here.
Would it taken longer?
Because we still had Stone.
Because of Sierra. Cause of
yeah, Grossman. Sierra Nevada, Stone. One of them would have figured it out.
Yeah. That's an interesting question. I don't think the beer geekness would be as high without Russian River. I think that the Russian River...
Yeah, because nobody stayed as small
as they have. The Younger... That Pliny the Elder and then Pliny the Younger thing that seemed like that was the epicenter of the genesis of beer geekdom, really, to me, or what it is today, where you're waiting in line for stuff and you're like whales, bro. Right. I mean, that's the first Pliny is the first whale. It's the Pliny the Elder is the first whale. Pliny the Younger is the first, like, wait in line all day to get beer.
Damn.
So, like, it's been that I guess, like you say, maybe it would have happened anyway, just in a different way, as far as beer culture wise, wine line waiting and whales and all that stuff. But you can't. I mean, I don't. Maybe. Somebody on the East Coast would say differently, but on the West Coast, you can't deny that Russian River was like the starter of that kind of beer culture. Even though it wouldn't necessarily be unwillingly, just that's just how it happened.
Do you still get asked, like as soon as people find out you're into craft beer, do you still get asked, you ever had Pliny the Elder? Like, is that still a thing to ask people?
I haven't had that in a long time. Yeah. That's a good... Because it's just, there's so much now. It's kind of...
Whatever's hot that week is right. What you get asked
Pliny's
about.
Pliny's like kind of... Doesn't have the... It's not on the front of everyone's mind now. What was your guys's... What?
Greg from Stone.
Greg, okay.
Just because every time I've ever seen the guy... He's always the one where it's like you're having a meaningful conversation with him, but he's always the guy that has just the one eye, like looking past. And he's like, he's looking at the ducks in the sunset. He's just like in such zen all time that he's just like at peace no matter where he goes. And he just has like his flowing buttoned up shirt and like sandals. And he's just like just floating through the crowd, like just nothing outside of anything that he doesn't look at just doesn't exist. And he's just happy. And I was just like, I want to be that powerful and that like centered in my life.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I would agree with that one. Mm-hmm. Do you have one, Nick?
Mm-mm.
No way. There's no one to look up to.
Nobody looks
They're
up
all
to.
They're dicks.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting one. I don't know if never thought about it that way. Like a craft beer hero or just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No heroes, man.
Mm-mm.
You don't even look up to Sierra Nevada because they just make the same quality parts for the same quality American.
Yeah. Callahan parts.
I'm glad you got that.
All right. Well, thank you, Tasting Niche. Tasting_niche. Look for her on YouTube. Best beer tuber out there, man.
Beer tuber.
Beer tuber. And we got one email voice to this week.
Yay.
We do.
Here it is.
What's happening?
It's hold on. Right here.
Professional show is the perfect pour.
Perfect pour It's Ed. Believe it or not, I'm actually driving.
Whoa.
Have seen, haven't called in for a while. I've only just been catching up on the show because I haven't been doing much driving, which is when I listen to. Anyway, reason for my call. By the time I listen to the next episode, because you record on Friday, obviously, I'm going to be on a plane heading over to Houston. Or Houston, or however
Houston.
You pronounce it.
Houston, yeah, that's you got so it right.
Cool. It's Houston.
Two beers I've never had and will never have the opportunity to have, probably, are Pliny and Heady Topper.
How about that?
I know there's no distribution for these anywhere near where I'm going, but as I'm going to be there for 2 weeks, I'm wondering if anybody has any suggestions of how I can get my hands on some. So, whether it's trading or buying or calling in favours or whatever, if anybody can give me any tips on getting either Pliny or Heady Topper in my hand and then in my face while I'm over there, that would be fantastic. So, any ideas, let me know, please, and keep up the great work.
So Ed Winter is going to be in Houston.
Houston.
He's going to be in Houston for a while.
All right.
But there's no place, I'm assuming he's already researched this, and I would think he was right anyway. There's no place in Houston that has Pliny or has Heady.
Right.
And
I wonder if going up to Austin would be his best bet.
Austin, you think, might
Austin
have
has,
at least have Pliny, huh? Or,
well, yeah, well.
I don't know.
I think they maybe have a more probably. Of a beer maybe scene than
Heady Topper. Yeah, Austin definitely would.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking Texas beer scene, I'm thinking Austin.
Right.
I know Houston has some stuff, but I think maybe he's more like resolved to the fact that I'm not going to find it in Houston, but maybe right. he can have a get it in Houston.
Oh,
and somebody
could
hook
there.
Him up. Or he's willing to even get sent to him. Like, maybe it's too big of a pain in the ass to get it sent out all the way down to Wales, bro. But maybe in Houston might not be that big a deal.
So we just need to ship it to the hotel he's staying
in. Yeah. So Ed needs to let us know where he's at. Do I know? Ed has social media. He's on Twitter, right? Let's see.
Yeah,
What's his handle on Twitter?
Isn't it Ved?
Or two Instagram?
Veg?
Oh, is he's Two Veg, huh? And so we need to get Ed hooked up with that, man. For a perfect poor listener from over on the other side of the pond. Yep, Ed is Two Veg. The number 2, VEG. Two Veg. If you want to find him on the social media. Oh, look, we didn't even follow Ed. Now we're following Ed.
Oh, my gosh. Veg. I'm following Ed.
Perfect Pour Pod. And he's on Untapped as well. Same name. So, 2Veg, hook him up. Somebody. If you're in California, man, you'd be all good. You wouldn't have to worry.
Make it get it.
But you're in Texas. Yeah, if you've got some other Houston listeners... Have a get it with Ed. You can talk like this, and the women can go, oh, my goodness. Look at that man with that accent. And
wow.
And have some fun. Some fun. Well, thanks, Ed, for that. But you know what time it is now, right? Anybody?
Voicemail time.
Yes, Paul. Yes, I will.
Will you talk about
always.
And tell me you're driving?
559-492-0542 is the line of the Perfect Pour in the Dorktown Network of shows. You can leave us stuff you think we should be talking about, some beer-related things, Perfect Pour-related things. They're all things you can do here on the show as I waste time while I've hit the wrong button already.
Yes.
And we're going to waste some more time. and think about the next beer we're going to have as we load up, wait for the slow Wi-Fi, and load up on some voicemails. The first voicemail of the week comes from...
Perfect Four, hey, it's Evil Circle here. So, looks like the weather's starting to warm up a little bit out here in California. So, my question to you guys is, it's perfect weather for, like, porch drinking, driveway drinking, whatever you guys want to call it. So, my question is what would be your beverage of choice for the summer weather coming up? And what would be your chair of choice? Would you like to sit in a hammock, you know, maybe lay down, relax, you know, maybe one of those back chairs, you know, maybe just a 5-gallon bucket or a rock? Who knows? But
a rock.
Let me know what you guys think on the topic, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Well, I'm all about session IPAs. I did talk about earlier finding table beers that are like super low ABV.
Yeah.
I'm all about finding super low ABV beers this year. And
Crushables.
The most likely are going to be pales and IPA session IPAs. But if I find a good table beer, I'll do that too. Just like having some during the day.
Yeah.
It's 2%. It's gonna be like, yeah, this is better than water. But it's also not gonna shut
more vitamins down. Than water.
Yeah.
And it's purified.
Yeah. I'm gonna be in a chair by the pool. That's what it's all about.
Nice. Yes, I do not have a decent driveway to drink on. But I have a patio. So it'll be patio for me.
Yeah, patio. Yeah, you got a good patio.
Yeah.
You got a good drinking patio. Patio it up.
And you know what? I bought my first 16-pack of Sierra Nevada cans.
Ooh.
And I'm like, why haven't I done this sooner?
I waited too long.
Yeah. It actually worked out pretty nicely. So I think that'll be my, my everyday porch drinking.
Yeah.
Patio drinking beer.
That's good. Sierra cans on the patio.
Yeah. Or something like that. Something to that effect.
You have one, Matt? No?
Nope.
All the beers. Just whales, all the beers. Whales anywhere.
All the time.
All whales in the dark corner of your house.
Crawl space beers.
Yeah, crawl space. I'm going to go down. I'll be down in the crawl space. Don't fucking bother me. That's going to be Matt this year.
Closet beers. It's too damn hot.
Stay in the closet and drink.
The temperature outside is too damn high.
Too damn hot. Hot tub. Hot.
Jacuzzi beers.
Jacuzzi beers. Yeah, those are got to be light too.
Hey, guys.
It's Paul.
I'm calling you mid-show. That is mid me listening to the show. Because I got to clarify.
Yes.
Because this keeps getting brought up, but the original Skittles beer challenge was actually a Goza.
Oh.
Not an IPA.
Whoops.
I know it got sort of turned into an IPA at some point.
Everything gets turned into an IPA at some point.
You guys were discussing it, and Nick had even suggested maybe a Berliner Weiss or something like that. But I thought the salty,
I know what I'm doing,
sweet combo would be awesome. So that was my original idea. Of course, Scotty, you can brew whatever the heck you want. But
it's already an IPA, Chief.
I thought that would be pretty tasty. And I thought the colors would probably come through, too. So it would be sort of like a reddish, pinkish-looking monstrosity. But anyway, you know, try that or don't or whatever. But
do or don't.
Or, you know, you could even just soak Skittles in an already made Goza for like a couple hours, and that would probably do it.
Hmm.
All right, I'm going to keep listening to your wonderful show.
Good luck.
Congratulations to Zach.
Hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
For finding that location.
Yes.
Keep up the good work. Cheers.
Cheers.
He fixed us and then he went, moved along.
I want to let you guys finish, but before you do, I just wanted to let you know that I thought it was a Goza. And it was.
But I'm going to let you finish.
Yes.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We're field working.
What?
Skills driving.
There's Scotty B.
Keep up the field work, guys! Yay! Can you guess where we're coming from?
Where?
Kenya?
Is it field work, maybe?
They'll never guess. Anything else you want to say, Steven, Zach? Keep up the field work, guys.
That's all they got. That's all they got.
Anything else? We wrap it up, or? Yeah. Okay, we're wrapping it up, guys.
All right. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Scotty B and Zaxburg. Uh-oh. I'm getting texts from other podcasters right now.
Hey, are you recording right now? Hey,
what are you doing?
Yeah. Keep it down. We're trying to record over here.
Get off my podcast. It's not going to have a new show on May the 4th. That's trouble, man. It's not good.
What? Is Harrison okay?
Hey, Mikey Fontana Jim here. We were going to have a get it with Tony Bags, but apparently he done drunk his ass off Friday.
Oh, man. Dude. Okay.
Shortened to the point.
And it cut him off. It's always cutting him off. There's something with...
He got the Kelly.
He's now got the Kelly bug. Holy shit.
Apparently him and Tony Bags were supposed to hang out and it didn't happen.
What happened? What happened?
What happened?
To some more voicemails.
Dorktown.
Whoa, that's Dorktown. Shh. You didn't hear that? Nope.
Who was that? Was that Reggie?
I don't know. That wasn't Reed, was it?
Hey, that could have been
Reed. Hey, guys. Greg from SD Beer Talk.
Hey, Greg. What's up, Greg? Last voicemail.
I can't believe that Wicked Weed sold out. I just got some of their beers from one of our awesome listeners on the East Coast.
It's still okay.
After these three bottles that I have, there's no more Wicked Weed being drunk at all from us. So that just really
Wicked Weed's drunk.
We got another one. But as I guess is expected, it probably won't be the last one this year, unfortunately. I did want to comment on 10 Barrel. They are not open yet in San Diego. They're still waiting for permits from the city, plus construction I don't think is even done yet on the brew pub. So, they're not open. We're happy about that. three breweries are going to be doing a 11 Barrel IPA. I don't have the breweries off the top of my head, but you can find it online. I'm definitely going to be Monkey Paw and Resident, and there's one more, and I just cannot remember the third one. But that's going to be a cool collaboration that they're going to release.
Of course, in support
or not support, I guess, of 10 Barrel. Other than that, just wanted to say that there is an op-ed in the West Coaster, so you can go to westcoasterfd.com and look at the PDF of the May issue of West Coaster, which, by the way, we were featured in, which is really cool. But there's an op-ed from one of the founders on how they're not advertising themselves as San Diego beer and how they're going to help the city and yada, yada, yada. I'm not sure if it was a paid op-ed or if it's just the guys at West Coaster are being nice. It's a good read anyway, because that way you can see both sides of the story. I don't really care, though. I'm not going to 10 Barrel. So anyways, keep up the good work, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Greg from SD Beer Talk podcast. I'm in agreeance with Greg. Speaking for myself, not the show. There's also a Beervana blogger and who lives in Bend, Beervana, where Tim Barrel's from. Tim Barrel now a Budweiser product. And said that he had a problem with them. That's their 10th anniversary celebration, and they basically completely buried the fact that they're owned by Budweiser. It was all the wording of the anniversary party was very much like, you know, they're an independent craft brewer, they're a craft brewer and stuff, and kind of ignoring the fact that they're AB InBev. And he as somebody that still goes into 10 Barrel post buyout and still buys their beer, still has a beer and still compliments it, thought it was messed up that they were that's how they were conducting themselves, as far as just not being forthcoming of what they really are, and And so, yeah, follow Beervana if you want to check that out. But
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
559-492-0542 is the voicemail. Thank you guys. Thank you everybody for giving in the content, helping us with the content. We need help with the content. And now, what do? We look out for beers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looking out for beers. Oh, we're not doing voicemails anymore? So, I am looking out for beers. Allagash is not a brewery we talk a whole lot about, but they got a pretty cool label buy going on. They're calling it James Bean. It's a coffee and bourbon ale or coffee and bourbon stout. I can't remember, but I would buy it just for the name. Because, well, why not? I do like Allagash has their one, Creo, I think it's called. It's like a Belgian quad that's like punch you in the face.
The old Belgian quad.
Yeah. They do more traditional style beers, but I wonder what this James Bean tastes like. Coffee and bourbon together. Sounds good. And then Bear Republic has a Fastback Racer double IPA that I've never seen before. It's just a bright yellow label.
Fastback Racer.
They're with the racing themes.
They like them.
That old Bear Republic. And then
they do like them.
My looking out for was gonna be Alvarado's best part of waking up in 16-ounce cans. Sorry, but somebody else already talked about it.
Well, yeah. No, tell me more.
I just know I didn't know they had their own canning line now, but I thought it was interesting that these are in actual cans and not crowlers.
Yeah,
seems like, and it's a crowler, nitro beer too. I think.
I believe
it's a canned nitro beer.
Hmm. Without a widget.
Without sans widget. That's what I was looking out for. Looking out for. Oh, and the Captain Lawrence Powder Dreams is one of them lupulin powder beers. It's Mosaic Lupulin Powder. From Captain Lawrence Brewing.
Captain Lawrence? Where the hell is that?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
But if you punch in hot powder, it's like, what? Extract beer, not cool. Powdered hot beer, cool. I don't get it.
Yep. Nothing to get, man. Just accept it.
I love gold.
This looks old.
I feel the energy fading, so we need more beer.
More beer.
It's a new freshie from Stone.
Ooh.
The Enjoy By series, the latest Enjoy By. 529. The double IPA from series from Stone.
What happens on 529?
I don't know. Memorial Day?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So you got to drink this by Memorial Day. Memorial Day is the last one to drink. They're always a little bit different. This one is good. This one's good.
Not digging it.
Uh-oh. Difference of opinion now.
Tastes like somebody put jasmine in here or something.
It's strong. It's not. This is not Matt's doubles are not Matt's jam right now.
It's probably so
you're coming at Matt at a wrong time. What, Stone
9-4 or something like that.
I'm gonna say 8-9.
Are we ABV gaming?
Yeah, we're ABV gaming, bruh. This is that time of the show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? Don't think, just say.
6-6.
Okay. I'm not sure how double's going to get 6-6, but we'll see.
Oh, is this a double? I guess it is a double.
I think they're always a double, aren't they, the Enjoy-wise?
Yep.
Have no idea. Oh, 9.4.
Who guessed 9.4? Oh, Matt got it. Did you get right on?
Got it.
Did you get nailed?
Ding, ding, jeez. Ding, ding.
Matt's too good at this. I don't like it. It's not fair. It's not even fair to play with him. What are you looking out for, Matt?
Still looking for the Citra Pale from Pure Brewing. That looks pretty good. And then Alvarado Street is releasing today, because we record on Fridays, their anniversary beer, which is an Imperial Stout. And I want it. I want those cans in my presence. I want it.
Gimme. Gimme them cans. Is that it, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, those, okay.
They're just two things.
All right.
Keeping it simple.
Keeping it simple, guys.
Not trying to drag it on.
Well, some interesting things I feel we should all be looking out for. I'm sick of seeing the Alvarado Street, the contains no juice can all over social media and not being able to have it.
So are you unlooking up for it?
So stop posting that you have, that you're drinking. Contains no juice, especially on Instagram. Just don't do it. I don't want to see it anymore. Stop putting it in your feed, because I'm not drinking it, so I'm getting kind of pissed off that everyone's drinking this. So I don't like it. No, stop posting contains no juice on social media right now. Modern Times, clear and present dankness.
Oh,
Harrison Ford movie.
Got your H Ford button
instead
all tickled.
Of clear
huh?
and present danger, clear and present dankness. Yeah. It's actually a collab with Cellar Maker. It's coming out the 15th, 16-ounce cans. It's got Citra, Simcoe, and Nelson.
Ooh.
All the classic.
Triple threat.
The classic triple threat of Citra, Simcoe, and Nelson. You can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. Just get water, Simcoe, Citra, and Nelson, and then you're set. Whatever else you can put in there. As
did well. I miss the boat? Is Alpine not doing Nelson anymore? I have not seen that beer in a long time.
Yeah.
And that was a freaking good beer.
I can't say I've seen it either.
I've seen Duet and Hoppy Birthday all day long.
Yeah.
Pure hoppiness.
Yeah.
Can't say I've seen Nelson since Sardina left California. It's his fault.
There's something to do with Sardina, huh?
Maybe he took all the Nelson.
Did you take all the Nelson, Mr. Sardina? It's not cool. Not cool. Well, I guess we're just looking out for Nelson. Alpine Nelson. Somebody look out for it. Something's happened to him, man. Also from Modern Times, Dinosaur World Dippa is coming back. That's about to come back. And Nitro Monsters Park with bourbon and coffee.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's also coming out.
12-ounce can, right?
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
I think I mentioned it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you mention that?
I might have.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Guess nobody listens
to me. No. I was just, making sure. Because I want to make sure of things. That's
Hey guys, I'm just making sure.
Hey guys, I'm just double checking. Oh gosh, we need more beer. It feels there's a low energy.
Wow,
I don't know what's happening, but it's low.
Just keeping it mellow today, man.
That's all right. We're trying not to chill. It's California, man. It's California. We just chill out.
It's the heat.
It's the heat. The heat's doing it, man.
It's draining me. I'm still wore out from Sunday. Holy crap.
Oh, man. Yeah, you probably still are.
Oh, man.
This'll do it. Metal, bro.
Metal. Get you pump. Mind the table.
Yeah, man. Dorktown on Untappd. That's my handle on Untappd. I was drinking stuff. I probably should have it pulled out.
You know.
Pull it out. Whoa, whoa. Slip of the tongue there. that we had that revision. That I had another
revision. Did you try another beer. One?
Yeah, I had another revision beer.
Sweet.
We had the...
The what?
I had the double IPA. Aha. The regular one, double. I have some in the there if you guys want to try. If we want to have try, that's still good as well. I got that at Fig Tree, the Revision Double IPA. Alesmith IPA. Still have one of those.
Nice.
Can. Green can. Alesmith IPA.
Oh, a can.
Was it from December?
It might have been. It felt kind of old. It felt kind of old, but I drank it because it was beer. New Glory. This was the newest one from New Glory Brewing up there in the Sacktown. Lucidum. Oh, it's got yellow hops on the can. There's a hotness. Yeah. He was only selling singles at Fig Tree.
What?
Yeah.
He overpriced singles?
Not really.
No?
They're like, they're like $3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about appropriate.
Overpriced.
And he was... and he was like, because I saw a picture on their Instagram earlier in the day, and it was just the four packs. And I was like, oh yeah. And I came in, it was just singles. And I was like, you just have singles. He's like, yeah, I don't have that many. I had to break them up in singles. And I'm like, and he's like, oh, you can get as many. You know, if you want to get six, that's okay.
Not at $3 a piece.
No, I wasn't thinking about that. I was just like, it was like $2.70 or something. But I was like, I don't want to be that guy that takes all your fucking supplies. So I was like, I'll just take two. I'll just get one. And then I ended up getting two. But
nice.
So there's actually one in there.
Yeah, you had high hopes for it.
I want us to try. We can try here still. And Breaking Bad, very fresh Breaking Bad. It was only 10 days old. Damn. From Knee Deep. Those are quite tasty. They're still there. If you want to get them, those are also a Fig Tree. And a High Tide from Port. That was another single. That was another single there, I think. I like the singles. It's fun to have singles.
It is.
It's fun to be single. And that's enough of my Bincots. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. That's Matt.
Yeah.
Well, you've been caught drinking this week.
I have been caught drinking. I picked up a 15 pack all day from Save Mart. It was canned on 4/3/17, so nice. Just under a month old. And I've been enjoying the crap out of that. I was at Spokeasy the other night, and I picked up a can of Breaking Bud. It was the Breaking Bud that was canned on 420, so super fresh, super good. MJ Liquor on the Fig Garden Loop, which is the closest to my house, they still had Citraholic from Beechwood, so I cleared out one of those bottles, and it is still tasting mighty fine. Was out hanging out with the stepdad, so me and him both shared a Parabola and a Speedway Stout, and it was our post-taco beers, and it was good.
Post-taco beer.
And then I also enjoyed a Fat Tire while I was at Spokeasy the other day. So those are my main hot drinkings.
The Nick 80. Ooh, I'm dying. Untappd.
I apologize for all the
stuff in the air.
All the nose noises.
Can you do it? Can you do it, Nick? Come on.
I'll pull it together.
Come on, there's still a beer left. At least one more beer.
Give me a minute.
Pull it together, man.
Okay, so two times I've been to Eureka Burger lately.
Whoa, big Eureka Burger push this week.
I got that kind of money.
And got that Eureka Burger money.
Both times they've had just outstanding on tap. So either I'm the only one drinking it or it's a regular down there.
Yeah.
Probably the former. Yeah. But drinking pretty well goes good with a burger.
All right. Good to know.
Burger Reco.
Good to know. One of my regular places. I haven't been there in a couple of weeks, though, which is rare for me. I used to go all the time.
Yeah. Been hitting up that Fig Garden Deli Delicious. So there's that. There's also some Founders Rubeus.
Founders Rubeus?
Yeah, what some is kind that? Of raspberry beer.
Oh.
All right. Moving on, Ninkasi's
Fart Noise
Pacific Rain. Finally got to try that one.
Huh. Is that a new beer or?
I think so.
Hmm.
I think it's one of their label refresh. They got like a new labeling.
Okay. They think they're all cool now?
Yeah. Very good. I recommend that.
All right.
I did have a Firestone Walker. I remember
that when I'm in Bend.
Oh. When are you going to do this?
In July. I'm going to be in Bend in July.
Nice.
I know Ninkasi's not in Bend, but I'm assuming that.
Then why are you Ninkasi. Talking about
Bend? I don't know.
What the hell?
They're close by.
Right. Sure. Do all the Oregon things. And then Firestone Walker Parabola.
Heard of it.
It's just like...
You had another one just sitting in your fridge?
Well, you know, when they're 12 ounces, it's just a regular beer now. So you just drink it. Yeah.
It's just like regular-ass beer.
And the formerly mentioned Sierra Nevada 12-ounce cans of pale ale. Been drinking on those.
Ooh.
And I like it. I actually like it. I was surprised.
It wasn't tasting like water.
Yeah. Well, I needed cans. For disposing purposes. I need cans. Yeah, glass was not the proper option for the weekend. Cans were optimum vessel for crushing and disposing.
Beer cans maybe. In the Madeira Fairgrounds.
No, not me.
All right.
No sneaky.
Superman, he's not here.
Now let me change your socks. So, yeah, I'm going to be doing more of that. More
sneaking around with beer.
Yes. Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that? No reason.
I don't have any beer. Yeah. What are you looking at me like I have beer?
What's in your pockets?
It's not what I was thinking at all. Hmm. Oh, well, I don't have any beer in my pocket, so go ahead and stop thinking it.
Yeah. And that.
More beer.
Oh, yeah. I finished on my revision.
I knew there was one more.
Revision. What? I had two more of those.
What?
Is that a new glory?
I love gold.
Ooh. New glory from Sacramento areas.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good pour.
I am now looking out for this beer.
Lucidum. West Coast. Oh, you're looking out for it now?
Yeah.
Keep looking. Lucidum. West Coast IPA. Lucidum. Damn near killed him.
Very nice.
It's going around the podcast now from left to right of your podcast now. It could be the last beer of the episode. We don't know. There might still one get snuck in there.
What possibly?
Savor it like it's your last beer on earth.
What else could we possibly talk about?
Mm. It is dank.
Danky?
It is bitter. It is dank aroma.
Bitter good and dank.
Getting sweet.
Getting some sweet in there. Getting some
sweet.
Yeah, I'm getting that. Getting all those things, the dank and the sweet. Does it have a date?
Nope.
Matt's looking for a date. I don't think new guy dates, do they?
Well, if people,
you know, it's fresh.
they're staying single
just,
for now.
It was just in the store a few days ago, so.
If they use the Kanban does have dates on
the Kanban,
but not everybody uses the Kanban, or they have their own stuff.
Are they a big California room, port, canner remote? What's it called?
The Kanban
mobile canner.
Mobile.
They have three units, and they do travel California and canning for anybody and everybody.
That seems like a business to get into right now. Seems like they're making the money. But then you're never at home.
You're always canning somebody's beer. Yeah. Is that not cool?
Yeah, but yeah, that's super cool. You just can't have things.
This says brewed and canned by New Glory.
Oh, uh-oh.
What does that mean?
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
They're claiming they can it.
Claims. Is it indie can, though?
Indie canning. Are these buyout cans?
Bio cans. For the 199th time, it's cheers! Yeah. Hey, remember show 134? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Oh, remember 97?
Oh, no, you did not bring up 97.
Yep, I just brought up 97.
Man.
But at least I didn't bring up 68.
Shh. Dude, you said we were never going to talk about that.
Oh, shit. What about 42? Oh,
stuff
that happened on episode 42?
Yeah, we were so young.
I know, we didn't know. We didn't know, but now we do.
Yeah.
Now we know that we didn't know. That's what we know now.
You didn't know.
At least we know that.
You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know, man. It's time for cheers. We like to cheers, people, because we're cool. Because beer's cool.
Because we're cool.
Beer's cool. It's fun. It's fun. Fun to cheers, people, because it's just fun being. It's the best hobby. Of the hobbies, I rank it pretty high. Being a beer geek.
Who's high?
Rank it pretty high. not me. I would like to cheers some people on the Instagrams. Beer people love Instagram. It's like the favorite of the social medias right now. On the road drunk, a.k.a. Donnie Fox.
Oh,
Donnie Fox has popped back up in my social media feed. He of the Growler Radio fame. Those Growler Radio boys, man, were a big influence on the Perfect Pour. You know, since we're almost here at the 200, it's kind of appropriate to mention Growler Radio. Because I remember the show and thinking, because we had gotten to a point on Darktown where we talked about beer a lot. And at the same time, I know we've told the story, but... Mike Tioga was like, you know, I need somebody in, we'd like to have somebody in town that's doing a beer podcast, just to, not as like a Tioga podcast, but just like, just to help beer culture in Fresno. Build the scene in Fresno. He's like, you should be doing a beer cast. And I'm like, nah, there's already like this Growler Radio and there's the Brewing Network and Craft Beer Radio. That's
we'll
like,
never make it.
That's like there's like three beer podcasts. There's like, there's no way we can get into that, dude. That's highly competitive world of craft beer podcasting. We can't do that. And he's like, oh, well, think about it. I was like, yeah, okay, Michael, think about it. And one day we see Nick at the Eureka Burger, just sitting on the patio at Eureka Burger all by himself.
Yep.
All by himself.
I was conducting research.
Lonely little Nick out there in the patio. And
I had no craft beer friends.
No. And we're like, oh, and I was like, hey, and I know Nick from Nick and Matt both from the band Trumpet Solo. Mm-hmm. Friends with Reed. Reed was the front man of Trumpet Solo.
The face.
Reed is like the original one of the first podcast engineers of all time, literally. That's not a joke. Like 2004, he was a podcast engineer. And he was a fan of Dorktown, and we became friends because of that.
It was strange watching him record a podcast. Like, I remember sitting there in his studio engineering it, you know, and I had to sit there and be quiet.
Flowing with Famous.
So he could do a Flowing with Famous. And I'm like, what is this? It's like, this is like, he's making a radio show, but it's not going on radio, you know, but it goes on the internet.
Like, what? Oh, so radio on the internet. Yeah. I guess, sure. Yeah, so that's how I became friends with Nick and Matt, is they're members of Trumpet Soul, one of the best local metal bands around town, bro. All
right.
Pierce May, still Nick Napolitano, Reed May, Pierce May, and Nick, the metal threesome. And so, I knew Nick from that and seeing him on the patio. Hey, man, and I was like, so, like, Nick's drinking beer. Like, he looks like he knows about beer. Like, hey, you want to do, you ever thought maybe you could do a beer podcast? It's about craft beer. He's like, Nick's like, yeah, we could do that. And there it was, the birth of the Perfect Boar. And then, you know, Matt started coming around, hanging out. I'm like, dude, you're in the industry, bro. That's when Matt was beer. Your main gig at that time was beer tender, or just running the not at Tioga, but running the place at it was Fresno Beer. Was it Fresno at the time? Was it Fresno Brewing Company?
What are we talking about now?
We're talking about birthing the birth of the Perfect Pour. Was it Fresno Brewing? Were you there when it was Fresno Brewing Company?
I only helped out for a couple occasions. I never really was employed by them. I was, I was at Tioga. I mean, I'm coming up for 4 years on Tioga.
Yeah, but you were
at Peeves. Yeah, before
Peeves
that.
More than you were like.
I was at it was Peeves
like
after
it was like
Tioga.
That time. It was that time where you're like balancing the two, and you've kind of at one point decided, all right, I'm all Tioga.
Peeves. I started Tioga in June of 2013. I started Peeves in August of 2013. I left Peeves about March of 2014.
Yeah.
About a solid 9 months there. But yeah, I've been rocking Tioga ever since. But I always heard that. From my boss, Mike Cruz, he was one that was just like, somebody needs to do a beer podcast. And I had discovered that you
guys... You're all, eat shit, Mike.
And I had discovered that you guys both had started doing a podcast. And I kind of just...
You're all, like, I know those guys.
I was like, I know both of them. Can I just show up and be a part of this?
Yes. We need... We quickly... Nick and I were like, dude, we need industry in here.
We alone cannot do this.
Need some industry, a voice of the industry. So there, if you haven't heard the story of how the Perfect Pour was birthed, that's it. So our 200th episode, this was our plan, was to go to Spokeasy about 9 o'clock on the Wednesday and record there. Now we're like worried that it's going to be super loud and obnoxious.
Yeah.
So now we're like wavering.
We were gonna
announce right now that, like, hey, there's gonna be an ultimate get it at Spokeasy. We're gonna record episode 200 Wednesday, 9 o'clock. If you feel like being there, be there. We don't care. But that's where we'll be. Now we're like, we're not so sure right now. So
every other minute's gonna be someone going woo in the microphone. Yeah.
Woo. So that still might happen, but we're just not sure. So, just throwing it out there, watch our social media at Perfect Pour Pod, and we'll make an announcement on that. Or maybe nothing will happen. We'll lock the doors of the studio and nobody can come in here. And we'll just do the three of us episode 200.
Yes.
So,
with this level of excitement.
That's your, this will be like, no, we'll turn it down a little notch because it's a little too hyped.
We're getting wild tonight.
I'm getting a little wild. So, anyway, back to back to Cheers. Donnie. Oh, Gravel wow. Radio.
Wow, that was a trip. That was a journey.
But Donnie's at Dark Sky Brewing now in Flagstaff. So look him up at Dark Sky Brewing in Flagstaff. He's working there now. So big cheers to Dottie Fox. Also cheers to Sin More Hops, The Beer Hiker, Vinland Farms, A Pint of Hoppiness, and Manny G. And of course, our golden gods of the perfect pour, the people that donate money to the show every month via patreon.com. If you want to get in on that and donate money to the show, patreon.com/perfectpour, or look at Perfect Pour Pod or the show notes and there'll be a link to it. And you basically $5 or more and just donate money to us and we appreciate it. And we buy beer and our operating costs and buy beer with it. So it's fun. It's fun for us, fun for all. And you get to hear the tailgate session, the rawness of the tailgate session as a little added bonus. Do you have some cheers, Matt?
Yes. Let's see. Cheers to my new Cicerone certified friend.
Ooh, Cicerone certified.
Crystal from Twitter. And I'm as also somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Fellow certified Cicerone. Beer server. You know, I'm totally Cicerone dudes. And cheers to Matt from Twitter, also a new follower. And then cheers to Heron Brew. They were drinking a Blizzard. It was a Summit Stout in the shower. So cheers to you for drinking a shower beer.
Shower Stout.
Shower Stout. Stout shower. That's something that's near and dear to me.
Ooh, so what's the next phase after shower beer? Where do we go from there?
Pool
beer?
Yeah.
Skinny beer?
Yeah. Bathtub beer?
There's a fine line where you drink just enough out of a can of beer that it will float without toppling over.
Mm-hmm.
It's you got to get there.
Steam room beer? What other recreational activities can you do with beer? Grilled cheese beer. Like the beer you drink while you're making your grilled cheese.
Now we're getting deep.
Yeah.
You're like, what beer do you make when you're making a sandwich?
Sandwich beer. Oh, where's my deli with a freaking craft beer brewery in it?
That's a serious fucking question.
I still have not found a sandwich shop with a tap list on it. Sandwiches and taps.
Sandwich and taps.
Tacos are over. It's sandwiches.
Other than Jack's Urban Eats, they have sandwiches.
Oh, and Jack's.
I'm talking cold cuts.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Cold cuts.
Come on, Jack's, cold cuts.
Jack's Urban Eats has taps now. This is a regular takeout place for me. I go there almost every week.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm just, you know, politely doing my normal Jack's thing or making my orders. I go to pay, and then I look behind the girl at the counter, and there's four beautiful taps. I'm like, what? And I don't usually talk very much to the people, but I was like, you have taps. You have taps. She's like, she gave me like an evil grin, like, yeah, we got taps.
Oh, you noticed my taps.
You noticed my taps, did you? I was like, that's things right there. That's very cool things you have there. And I was like, now I can sneak a beer in while I'm getting dinner for everybody.
Take your time on that salad.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing. But I was with my daughter and one of the taps is House of Pendragon.
Oh,
one
yeah.
of our, yes, our is. Friends, House of Pendragon.
They're all valley wide taps.
Oh, way. House of Pendragon's valley wide?
Yes.
What?
Huh. Wow.
You missed that memo.
I didn't get that memo.
10 months.
I guess so. And so, but it's just a House of Pendragon handle. There's no board or anything. It's just the handles. And I go, oh, so which House of Pendragon is it? Can you, anyone guess what a girl from Zach, Jack's, place would say to a beer question of what beer is that? What do you think? What's your guess? She would say
it's an ale.
It's their blonde.
Nick nailed it. It's like, it's like, I think it's like an ale. And I'm like, oh man, here we go. And I go, okay, do you know like what its name is? You know, like, and she's like, and she didn't know it. She didn't even answer it. She didn't even answer the question. She just stared back at me. And now I'm like waiting, like, okay, she's gonna call somebody over. Like,
oh no, you're gonna get
like,
oh.
So I'm just, so I didn't want to be like all douchey, like, could you like, you know, find out what it is or something?
Can you just ask Nick what it is?
I didn't want to do that. So I was just like thinking she's gonna ask somebody, and she just never did. She just still just stood there. I'm like, all right, well, this question's not going to get answered. So I'm like, all right, cool. And so I still don't know what it was, but damn it, they got a House of Pendragon beer on tap at Jack's. So it's exciting for me, guys.
I bet you it's the blonde.
I think you might be right.
I'll bet you a chicken club or a turkey club. That.
Well, the other three were IPA. So there was the tropical, Sierra tropical. Nice. One was the Lagunitas, and I forget what the fourth one was. Damn it. But they're all, like, legit.
Let's go to the tape.
Let's go to the tape at Perfport Pod. Or, no, wait. On Mikey Top Pour.
Mikey Top Pour.
Mikey Top Pour. New social media.
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go.
Just open that up.
Oh, Denogonizer.
Drake's, yep.
Oh, yeah, there it is. That's what it was.
That's a solid pool.
New beer. We wedged in another beer.
You are correct. The Pendragon tap handle has no markings of what it is.
No, there's nothing. Here you go, sir. You donated this beer. You should have it.
You should have.
Modern Times, what we got here?
We got an apricot fruit legs.
Oh, man.
But it's going to be tart. So
disappointing. It's going to be tart, Nick.
It's apricot.
Yeah, Nick was saying how on the tailgate last week, how peach is just ruining everything.
Oh, so now, I hope this is not a thing, but watermelon seems to be taking over the summer.
Uh-oh.
The summer beers.
Watermelon's always been a thing.
No, this year in particular.
There's a lot of watermelon beers. I
think it's making its comeback. I've seen quite a few lately on social media. More than I care to, anyway. The Blood Orange is the really good fruit lens.
It's adequate.
It's adequate. All right, so we got Not a Single Hop. Cheers to Not a Single Hop on Instagram.
Not a single hop.
I could get behind that. VW Buses and Brews.
VW Buses.
And Brews.
And Brews.
I like both.
Is that your account?
No.
Is that your new
account? Follow this guy.
Is that
you? He's cool.
Look at this cool guy, VW and Brews. I don't know him, but he looks sexy.
He looks super.
Super. He looks super.
Super. Cheers to Santiago for the beer we didn't get to tonight, but he donated a KBS from Founders and a cool new lab bottle opener for the studio.
Thank you. Thank you, Whole Foods, and thank you for the cool lab bottle opener. Producer Becky, I like that, being a former showrunner of the Cosplus and lab owner.
And...
drinker of brown beers.
Drink brown.
Hey guys, hashtag drink brown. Cheers to all those people. Any other cheers? You finding more cheers?
I'm finding more cheers. I'm trying to figure out where I left off.
Searching last week. The cheers.
Did we cheer? I think you've cheersed beer notes before. The
yes. Oh, the
moleskin.
Moleskin guy.
Moleskin guy.
Oh, I love beer notes. He takes one page of his moleskin. Does all his tasting notes on it, and then the other page he pastes the label onto it, and that's all he puts on his Instagram feed. It's pretty cool.
That is all.
Instagram, man, that's where it's at for beer, for craft beer drinkers. They're all the accounts. I have a new one called as aforementioned, Mikey Topor.
Mikey Topor.
I'm putting together a newsletter. I'm going to finally start putting it out.
Nice.
If you want to get involved, you want to get a beer newsletter from me.
Oh, yeah?
It's coming out. I'm building it. It's happening. There's a link to it in our show notes, or if you follow Mikey Topor on the social media.
Oh, here's my other one. Drinking with pets. Cheers to drinking with pets.
Drinking with
pictures
pets.
Pictures of beer.
And I do that every day.
There you go. It's not drinking alone.
We do that in this show every day. Two lads. Luckily, Louie's asleep now, so everything's calm.
Yes. Things are fine.
Everything's chill. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. You have a beer of the episode. I'm going to go with, where is it? Now I don't see it.
Oh, I'm going to go with that Mother Earth.
Yeah, that's how I'm going with it. Matt picked it out. The Blissful Ignorance from Lupulin Brewing. That's my pick.
I will also go with that beer, but I will say the most refreshing beer of the show was the house beer. It was very refreshing.
Oh, okay. You're gonna get that this summer. You're gonna get six pack. I saw it at the Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a six pack at the Whole Foods.
Done.
You're gonna see. You're gonna watch his feed on the Untap. You're gonna see that house beer pop up this summer. All right. Did you say, Nick? What was your pick?
The modern times. Mother Earth.
The Mother Earth.
Power of love.
All right. It wasn't not because it's got Back to the Future. Not because you're a huge Huey Lewis fan.
Maybe.
You're like way into Huey Lewis.
Although
or the news.
I did not get to see the tribute band last Friday.
Yeah. Huey Lewis Darn tribute it. Band came through. Are you like way into the news or Huey?
I've seen Huey play too. He's a really good harmonica player. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a blues player.
Uh-huh.
Up at there's a San Francisco Blues Festival maybe 10 years ago. He just showed up and started playing.
Wow.
Oh, I'm Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Huey Lewis.
You may remember me from
Back to the Future.
I'm Huey Lewis and this is Jackass.
It's just too darn
there's
loud.
No news. All right. Follow us all on the social media. Is that Perfect Bar Pod? Beauty Brewer 87, The Nick 80, Mikey Topor, PurpleBarPod.com. That's all the fun. Thanks you for listening, and we appreciate you, and have a fun week.
Fun.
Be safe, but have fun. And we'll see you on the 200th episode.
What?